The Canon, a whirligig tour of the beautiful basics of science by Natalie Angier.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Furick, my 1 in 6.5 times 10 to the 9. Introduction. Sisyphus sings with a ying. When the second of her two children turned 13, my sister decided that it finally was time to let their membership lapse in two familiar family haunts, the Science Museum and the zoo. These were kiddie places, she told me. Her children now had more mature tastes. They liked refined forms of entertainment. Art museums, the theater, ballet. Isn't that something? My sister's children's bodies were lengthening, and so were their attention spans. They could sit for hours at a performance of Macbeth without so much as checking the seat bottom for fossilized wads of gum. No more of this mad pinball pinging from one hands-on science exhibit to the next, pounding on knobs to make artificial earthquakes, or cranking gears to see Newton's laws in motion, or something like that. Who bothers to read the explanatory placards anyway? And, oops, hey, Mom, this thing seems to have stopped working. No more aping the gorillas, or arguing over the structural basis of a polar bear's white coat, or wondering about the weird goatee of drool gathering on the dromedary's chin. Sigh. How winged are the slippers of time. How immutably forward point their dainty, steel-tipped toe boxes. And how common is this middle-class...